Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
See, here's the thing, folks. We could come in here, we could praise the Lord, we could pray in the Spirit, I could preach a quick message, lay hands on you, and you might get a healing. You might get a blessing. But you know what? If you get a hold of what I'm saying right now, you can not only get healed and blessed, you can learn how to stay healed and blessed. Because you see, it's not so much as what you're going to get right now, it's what you're going to get over the next few days and weeks as you run the race. Are you running to obtain? Are you running to win? Are you going to go out of here with the right attitude and the word and the anointing and vision and focus and go out of here saying, God, I don't care if it takes me a day, a week, a month, or whatever, I am going to have what you said I can have. I'm going to win this thing. I'm going to win this thing, praise God. I'm going to win this thing. And you see, if you're not saying that to yourself right now, it's maybe because you've grown weary in your running and your flesh is trying to disqualify you from finishing. Now, don't sit there and say it can't happen to me. Paul said it could happen to him. And I don't think there's any one of us in here that could raise our hand and say that we are spiritual as the Apostle Paul. Amen? So if it could happen to the Apostle Paul, it could happen to each of us, couldn't it? Amen? In other words, if Paul could have disqualified himself from winning, then you and I could disqualify ourselves from winning. Amen? So what is God saying to us? He's saying, don't grow weary in doing good. Don't grow weary and let your flesh. Don't set aside the Word of God. In other words, if you're going to fight the good fight of faith, it's going to be a faith fight built on the Word of God. Amen? I'm going to take this Word, put it in my heart, put it in my mouth, and I'm going to run my race speaking the truth of God's Word. See, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 that the Word of God is the weapon of the Holy Spirit. Do you ever read that? You know what I'm talking about? Look over in Ephesians chapter 6 real quickly. You're there in Galatians. Just turn a couple pages and you'll be right there. Ephesians chapter 6, Paul talks to them about the armor of God. And he gets down here and he says here in verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit. The Amplified says, and take the sword that the Spirit wields, which is the Word of God. And the word W-O-R-D there is the Greek word rhema. You know what that means? The word spoken. Hallelujah. So the sword of the Spirit, or the weapon of the Holy Ghost, is the spoken word. What's the apostle writing to us? He's saying, when you put on this armor, realize that the last thing you got to take is the word and put it in your mouth, because it's the word in your mouth that becomes the weapon the Holy Ghost uses to defeat the enemy and get you the victory. Amen. That's why Paul said in Galatians over in chapter 6, he says, you can't lay aside the principles of God. You can't lay aside the Word of God. You can't let the devil steal the word out of your mouth. You can't get upset and decide you can do it yourself. You cannot just get out here and be tough. You cannot just be out here and just get it on willpower. You have to hook up with God, get His desire in your heart, then set your eyes on the finish line, put the word in your heart, put the word in your mouth, and then refuse to quit. Hallelujah. And run with passion, run with purpose, and stay focused. And when the enemy tries to get you off and get you tired, you don't become distracted. You don't look away from Jesus. You don't look away from what you're believing God for. You started this thing and you're going to finish this thing, and you're going to have what God said you can have. Amen? See, that's the determination that you have to win the faith fight. Praise God. And you're going to have competitors. You're going to have the devil. You're going to have the flesh. You're going to have days where the enemy's going to throw all kinds of junk in your way to try to discourage you. And then you're going to have to fight time. How many of you know that time becomes an opponent? See, God doesn't have time. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is. Faith is now. In other words, God lives in the eternal now. It's always now with God. You know what time is going to be with God tomorrow evening at this time? Now. Hallelujah. We're the only ones that have time. So we have the enemy of time comes against us. Well, if God was going to do it, it would have happened by now. If you were going to be healed, it would have happened by now. If you were going to get your breakthrough, it would have happened by now. If you'd have been totally delivered, it should have happened right now. Why? Why? Why does it have to happen by now? The nobleman there and John came to Jesus and said, listen, you got to come down to Cana here and lay hands on my son. He's about to die. You got to come. And Jesus said, you won't believe unless you see a miracle. He said, no, just come. You got to come. And Jesus said, okay, go your way. Your son lives. And you know what the man did? He believed the word of the Lord and turned and took off. And as he's going, the next day he meets some people coming up and he says, hey, guess what? Your son's alive. He began to get better. When did he start getting better? Yesterday, about Sunday, he says, the very moment that Jesus said it, it started happening. Didn't happen immediately. It started happening. You know what I'm saying? And you know what the Bible says? This is the second miracle that Jesus did. You know, the first miracle was the wedding feast where he turned the water into wine. Remember that one? That was an instant miracle, wasn't it? See, sometimes, folks, miracles are boom, they're instant. Sometimes a miracle takes a little time. But if you get impatient and let time come in and start determining your faith, determining your confession, determining your attitude, then time is competing with you to steal your victory. Ooh, got quiet in here again, didn't it? Because you see, a lot of us didn't realize that we're competing against time. We're trying. You can't let time tell you that it's past. You're not going to get there. You're never going to experience it. You can't let time set the date. You can't let time set your race. You can't let time set your faith. Amen? What you've got to do is you've got to use your faith and just get to the place where you enter into such rest with God that you don't care whether it's next week, next month, next year, because I'm praising God and God is working in my life and I'm believing I receive and I'm running to get to the victory, praise God. Are you hearing me? Because you see, here's the thing, folks. The Lord wants us to stay full of faith, full of the anointing, full of the Word, full of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because He wants you to learn how to enjoy the fight as much as you enjoy the victory. Come on. I'm taking you to another place. You haven't been there. See, here's the thing. If all you are going to do is celebrate the victory, what if it takes you 6 months to get the victory? You had 6 months of turmoil, struggle, and believing God, and pressure, and then finally you have one day of celebrating. Hallelujah! What if you had to learn how to fight with God, use your faith, count it all joy, rejoice in the Lord, stay full of the Holy Ghost, keep the word in your mouth, and be a witness for the Lord, and you would have enjoyed the entire 6 months. Amen? You see, folks, that's why Paul said fight the good fight of faith. A good fight of faith is one you enjoy fighting. That you have an attitude of victory. That you have an attitude of joy. That you have an attitude that, praise God, I don't care what comes today. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm going to win this thing, praise God. And every day I'm getting stronger in the Lord. And every day I'm learning how to trust God. And every day I'm learning how to speak the word in adverse situations. Every day I'm kicking the opponents and the competitors out of the way. I'm keeping my eyes focused. And at the end of the day, you go to bed and you go, glory to God. I may have not got to the finish line today, but I had a great time running. Hallelujah. I grew today. I didn't get defeated today. I'm not weary today. I'm not running around here feeling sorry for myself. I spoke the word today. I stood against all odds. Today the devil said I wasn't going to make it, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. And I'm closer to the finish line today than I was yesterday. And Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. And you begin to learn to trust God every step of the race. And you learn how to watch God give you victories all through that race. And God keeps you going through that race. And then one day, blessed be God, you're just praising God. And you're so caught up in praising and speaking and believing that you run past the finish line and go, whoa, 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 I got it. Whoa, when did that happen? Hallelujah. And everybody goes, oh, I bet you're celebrating today that you got your breakthrough. I've been celebrating for the last 6 months. Hallelujah. Because you see, I'm like that man that whenever Jesus said it was done, I just turned around and walked off and act like it's so. Praise God. And I got the victory. See, God spoke to me years ago when our kids were small. I was always the type, I've always been this press, compete, get there, win personality. I hate to lose. Still do. Very competitive. In my mind, I'm still 18. My body won't let me compete like that, but it tries. But I would do anything. If I was going to do anything, it was get there. And so, you know, the kids would just, we would go on vacation. And vacation didn't start when I left the church office. It didn't start when I got home. It started when I got to the destination. If it's a 12-hour drive, I went home, packed the bags, get them in the car, get in the back seat. And we'll stop in about 5 hours when I need gas. Hallelujah. And the kids go, Mommy, please tell Daddy, we're starving back here. We got to go to potty. Hold it. We got another hour. I got a quarter of a tank. But whenever we came here to pastor the church, God spoke to me one time. He said, you should start your vacation the moment you walk away from the office. You should go home and enjoy the packing of the bags. You have to enjoy the kids fussing at each other because they want this side and that side. Because you're not going to have that all your life. You have to enjoy trying to cram everything in the back of the trunk that you know you aren't going to need, but you're taking anyway. And he said, you ought to go ahead and plan some extra spots where you can get an ice cream and you can pull over and look at the scenery and you can do that. And he said, then instead of having 5 days out of seven, one travel back, he said, you get 7 days. And then he spoke to me this. He said, son, in your ministry, don't race and run so hard to build the church to a certain size that you don't enjoy every time you preach, every time you get with somebody, every time you get to pray. Every day, enjoy the trip as much as the end. He said, that way you'll enjoy it all and not just the successes. And I've learned to do that. And that's what Paul is writing to us here. You aren't going to win every race in one day. You're not going to win every faith battle with one confession. You're not going to get a breakthrough every time with one prayer. There are times you're going to have to pray, and once you've stood and taken your stand, you're going to have to stand there for. And it's your attitude of how you're going to stand during the race that's going to determine a lot on how you finish your race. I would hate to think that 30-some years later, I was still waiting on a celebration.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link, This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.